This is St. Louis Public Radio. Retired St. Louis Zoo Director Charlie Hessel is included in a new book about colorful St. Louis characters. That'll come as no surprise to St. Louisans of a certain age who remember learning about snakes and exotic animals from Hessel, who worked at the zoo for 40 years. Hessel, who's now 85, tells St. Louis Public Radio's Mary Leonard that he owes his career to the wife of renowned zoo director Marlon Perkins. Hessel owned a pet shop in 1963 when she happened to hear one of his lectures.
And Carol Perkins was in that audience, and she went home and said, "Marlon, that young man gave an interesting talk on snakes. He ought to be working at the zoo." Well, Marlon called me up the next day and said, "I'd like to talk with you because we have an opening in the reptile house." At that time, I had the pet shop for about 10 years. I had three kids. I didn't know how I was going to pay for the education. The zoo offered me a full-time job, pension, medical insurance, plus the opportunity of working with animals, which I jumped at. And Marlon said that he hoped someday to start an education program. Maybe I could be part of it. I worked in the reptile house, but every time a school group came, I grabbed a snake and made sure all the kids got to touch it. I kind of worked up my way up through the ranks. I did what nobody else wanted to do, and I ultimately became director.
That's the kind of story that just doesn't happen anymore.
Not anymore. And I have a lot of young people talk to me. They'd like to work at the zoo someday. I tell them, get all the formal education you can. Educate yourself. Learn as much as you can. Books were the story of my success. But get that formal education and get the most you can. At least a bachelor's degree, but if you can get a master's, it's even better.
What year did you start at the zoo?
I started the zoo on April Fool's Day, 1963.
What was the zoo like then?
Well, it was a popular zoo. It was a great zoo, but it was still an old zoo. We were famous for the animal shows. We had a chimp show, elephant show, lions and tiger show, and we had a great birdhouse and a great reptile house, and the bear pits were world famous. But times were changing. Forests were disappearing, the jungles were disappearing, animals were disappearing. The importance of breeding endangered species in captivity so that it would be available for zoos in the future, the opportunity of reintroducing endangered species that are bred in captivity and reintroducing them back into the wild, that became high priority. The zoo evolved from show business to a fine breeding center, but also we took all the animals out from behind bars.
Doing away with these shows wasn't always well received.
No, it wasn't. In fact, there was a petition when we closed the chimpanzee show that said, bring the monkey show back and get rid of the zoo director. We had to educate people, too. That's a strong role that the zoo has in educating the public about the natural world, and that's the biggest role that the zoos throughout the world play today.
You've had a very interesting life.
I have. I've kind of lived the childhood dream. I didn't plan it that way. It just worked out. I grew up in South St. Louis. My parents were German immigrants, and they loved nature, and they went hiking in the woods a lot. And I was fascinated with anything alive. And, of course, ultimately, I became fascinated with snakes because everybody was afraid of them, and I found them interesting. When I became zoo director, I had to surround myself with people that had skills that I didn't have. I had a group of people that were smarter than I in their area of endeavor, and I'm proud that a great many of those people stayed with the zoo. That's part of my legacy, that I had a great team.
Do you still volunteer at the zoo?
I do volunteer. I mostly help with fundraising and behind the scenes and friend-raising. I do a lot of friend-raising.
You've done a little traveling?
We do a lot of traveling. When I retired from the zoo 14 years ago, I had been in all seven continents. But I, quite honestly, hadn't been in most of the national parks. And my wife and I had saved up, and we bought a camper van. We just have hit all the major national parks, and some of them a dozen times, and we still continue to do that. I like the whole world. I work my yard. I'm an amateur horticulturist. I like the birds. I like the mammals. I collect rocks. I mean, my wife will tell you I collect too many things. But I'm interested in anything natural, and I have so many hobbies that it keeps me busy.